Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Just the last Gemara again on Kuf Yud Aleph days is that Rav Zeira had become Mishtamet Mined Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeira, like, did not want to appear in front of Rav Yehuda. He, like, was hiding from Rav Yehuda. Why? The boy Lemesek L'Eretz Yisrael. Because Rav Zeira wanted to go to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he knows that the Yomer Rav Yehuda himself holds that Kol Oilem Yibobol Eretz Yisrael Oiva B'Yesei. Whoever goes from Bovel, now Rav Zeira and Rav Yehuda were both living in Bovel. And Rav Yehuda's shita is that you're not allowed to leave Bovel. Whoever goes up to Eretz Yisrael from Bovel is Oiva B'Yesei. In Yisrael, Shenema, because Rav Yehuda Darshan, the Pasuk says, Bevola Yuvo V'Shom Yiyu Ad Yoim Pokti Yosem. Pasuk in Nimyon says that you're supposed to stay in Bovel, you can't go up, Vice says until Mashiach comes. So therefore he wasn't able to leave Bovel. New Mashem. So the more of Reb Zeira, what does Reb Zeira do with this pasuk? Like, how come he wanted to go up? Who be kli sharis ksiv? This pasuk is going on a kli sharis that they're not allowed to take back. But a person, a Yisrael, is allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So the more of Reb Yehuda, what does Reb Yehuda say about this? Ksiv kru achirin, he said there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Hishbati yeschem b'nei swishlayim. B'tzvois oi b'ayolas hasod. Kosh Baruch Hu swear to us, like these animals in the fields. B'tzvois oi tzvi or b'ayol. Is that mashma what? That we can't go back to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira, what does Rav Zeira say about this? Hu, this pasuk goes on, shelo yalu Yisrael b'chayma. It means that the whole Yisrael should not go together. Rashi says, yachad b'yad chazoka. Like we can't leave Bavel all together and go into Eretz Yisrael to take over. That we're not allowed to. But for Yochad, like Rav Zeira, he's allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. For Rav Yehuda, what does Rav Yehuda say about this? He says, no, another pasuk says, Hishpati achrinik siv. There's another pasuk of Hishpati Hashem like made a shvua that will not let it go up to Eretz Yisrael. For Rav Zeira, what does Rav Zeira do with this? Humi boiler, he needs this. Look at Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. That the Yomar, he says, Gimel shvuas halalu lama. How come the pasuk says like three shvuas Hashem swore three times? Is achas shloyalu Yisrael b'chayma. One is that the whole Klai Yisrael cannot go together up to Eretz Yisrael. From Bovel. That he made us swear like that we will not rebel against the Goyim. Now that we're in Golis, we're not allowed to rebel against the Goyim. Hashem like made the Goyim, the Umas, the Oivdei Kachovim swear like they will not make us work too hard. They can't be mishabed us too much. So that's Pshan, these three Shavuos. But I call upon him, one Jew, like a private person, is allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael, even from Bavel. So the more of Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? The pasuk says, Im to'iru v'im to'iru, whether we will wake up, or there will wake up other people. Ksiv. So in other words, as if to say, like, there are two shvuas here. It's like two things. So Hashem is saying a double thing, that even a yochid, even a private person also cannot go up. Reb Zeira, what does Reb Zeira do with this? Ayat Mashmid, there are two shuas each one. So where it says true, Reb Zeira mi boiler look at the Rabbi Levi. He holds like Reb Levi. The Yomer, he says like this, Rabbi Levi says that sheish shavuas halalu lama. Like how come the Pasuk says six shavuas? Like we're saying three it says, and it says im to'iru, v'im to'iru, a double lotion. As if to say there's six. So t'losa hani di amorin. Three is like we just said. Inich, what's the next three? Shelo yiglu esakets. One thing is, they said to the Nevi'im, they should not reveal when the Mashiach will come, when the case will be, when the end will be. Secondly, v'shlo yirchoku was the case. We should not push off the end. So Rashi learns two pshat, and one pshat is we should not do averis to push off the case. And secondly, Rashi says it that loshen doichig means we should not daven too much yoyste midai for Mashiach. To daven too much is no good. And secondly, v'shlo yiglu hasoid liyevdik chavim. We should not reveal private things to the Goyim. So Rashi has two pshat, and either means the Yisoid of Ibur, or also means the Yisoid of Tamiya Torah. The Tamiya Torah will not let it tell over to the Goyim. Right, and the Pasuk says before, Shvat Yisrim, B'nai Shurishlaim, it says, B'tzvois, Oy B'ayolas Asodim, like by the deers or the aisle of the fields. So Amar Reb Loz, Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem told the Klai Yisrael, Im Atem Mekayomim Es HaShvua, if you're going to keep this Shvua and not be over it, and listen to it, Mutav, you'll be okay. But if you're not going to listen to these shuas that Hashem is making now, I'm going to make you like Hefker, anybody can come and take you away, just like people take away deers and isles. Omer Reb Loza says, Kol ha'adar b'Eretz Yisrael shruya b'layoven. Whoever is living in Eretz Yisrael lives without averus. In other words, Hashem is mechaper you there. Shenemar HaPosik says, Ulbal Yoimar Shochen Chalisiyom, you should not say people living in that soil are like sick. Hayeshev bo nisui oven, because people that are living there have a nisui oven, are like forgiven. So you see, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael has this nisui oven. Omulei Rav l'Rabashi, so Rav said to Rabashi, Anan, we learn from this pasuk like this. V'soivle chaloyi masninin lo, people that are sick. So Mashiach explains it means like this. True, there's a nisui oven, we have a forgiveness. But it doesn't mean just for anybody living in Eretz Yisrael, but people that are sick there, that have Yisurim, because of the Yisurim, because of the pains they have, the pains take away the Averis, that's what we have in the Suy Oven. For that we have a Kaparu. Omer Rav Onan. Rav Onan says, Kol HaKovu Beretz Yisrael, whoever is buried in Eretz Yisrael, is Kilu Kovu Tachas HaMizbeach. It's like he's buried underneath the Mizbeach. In other words, he has a Kaparu. Siv Hochet says over here, Mizbeach Adoma Tasali, you should make a Mizbeach out of Adoma. Siv Hossam, a Pasuk in the Devarim says, V'chiper Adomosai Amai, that the Adoma should be Mechaper for us. In other words, that if you buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a Mizbeach, that's Mechaper for you. So this is the Indian Luchur to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see Lamaisa. Ula, Hevi Rogel, Devi Solak, Eretz Yisrael. Ula, even though he was living in Bavel, used to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Noch nav shebe chutzlaretz, but when he died, he was in chutzlaretz. Is also Omer le Reb Loza, told to Reb Loza, Omer's Reb Loza said like this, Ant Ula, where is Ula? Al Adama Temeya Tomus, that he died like in a bad land, a Temeyatical land, he should be buried there, like Reb Loza want to know, where are they burying him? Is Omer le, they said to him, Arane Bo, that no, they're burying him here in Eretz Yisrael, his Oren, the Oren of Ula came. Omalem, Reb Loza said back though, Eino doime kol toisoi mechayim le kol toisoi liachamisa. It's not doime if you came to live in Eretz Yisrael when you were still alive, then Eretz Yisrael is killed you, like takes you in much better, and there's a bigger kapara for you. Whereas here, if you first go there after Misa, it's not the same. So if you have a choice to go before you die, you're better off to go and die in Eretz Yisrael than rather die in Chutz La'aretz and to be brought there afterwards. Smora says, who garbed there was a man, the Nofzalei Yevama Bechuzoi. As this man was living in Eretz Yisrael, but his brother was living in Chutzlaretz in Bechuzoi, and his brother died, and there was a question now of Yibum, they had no children. So the question, should he go to be Miyabim, his brother's wife? Is Osla Kaima the Rabbi Chanina, came in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omle, and he asked him, Mao Lemechus Liyavma, should I go down to Chutzlaretz to be Miyabim? Omle, so he said back to him, Ochiv Nosakusis, your brother that was living in Chutzlaretz, it's as if like he married a Kusis, like a Shiksa or Goya. No, like we had before, whoever's Dara in Chutzlaretz is like you being Oved Avodah Zarah. So like he called his wife, even though she was a Jewish wife, he called like a Kusis. Oh, Mace, and your brother died now. So he said, Baruch HaMokim Shogo, like Baruch Hashem, that he died your brother, and even without children. In other words, that he was living in Chutzlaretz, and if he would have had children, he also would have been living in Chutzlaretz. And you're not supposed to do that. And for who you're at Achrev, you want to go after him now. In other words, so he told him, Rebbe Chanina told this person, don't go to be Miyabin, you stay better, live in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Kishem Shosa Lotes Meretz Yisrael Bovel, the same way if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave to go down to Bovel, Kach Osa Lotes Mi Bovel Lashara Rotes. If somebody is living in Bovel, there's also a mila to live in Bovel. And you can't leave Bovel to go to Chutz La'aretz. Like Rashi says, because there's the Soi HaChochem of Torah, there's a tremendous amount of Torah in Bavel, so that's also a chosh of a place after Eretz Yisrael, and you can't leave Bavel to go to Shar Arotzis. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, the Armativai, they both say, Afilu mi Pumpadisa leveikuvi. You can't even move out of Pumpadisa to Veikuvi, because since Pumpadisa was a Mokam HaTorah, you can't leave there. And who once happened a case to Nofek mi Pumpadisa leveikuvi. One time Chochem Taka left Pumpadisa and went to live in Veikuvi. And Shamte Rav Yosef put him into a nidui, put him into a band. Hahu, another case happened in Nothing, the Pumbadisa Liyasusina. A Sumer the Rabbonin left Pumbadisa to move to this place, and Shochav, he died because of that. And Omer Abaya, Abaya Taka said, Iboi hai Tsumim Rabbonin hevi chai. If this Tsumim Rabbonin wanted to, he could have still been alive. In other words, if he wouldn't have moved, it's because of his move that this happened. Rab of Rav Yosef, the Armativai, they both say, Kisheirim Shebabovil, Eretz Yisrael kol tosen, that the chosh of a people in Bovel, Eretz Yisrael is kolot them. In other words, the chosh of a person that died in Bovel, he should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And Sherim Sheb Shavarotz, the chosh of a person living in out of Bovel and Shavarotz, Bovel Kotosim. Like he should be buried in Bovel, that's also a school, that's also a klita, protects him. Now the Gemara says, Lamai, what do you mean to say it's klita, it protects you? Ilei melu yuchsin, if you want to send a get to be about getting married, not a get to being buried, but a get to getting married, if you want to know if you have an ishas miyuchus or not, so you want to say that Eretz Yisrael has the most yichus, so Gemara says, not like that. The Yomama we learned called Harotzois Isel Eretz Yisrael. All the land is like Isel, like Do Negev Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael has more of a Yichus than the rest of the lands. But the Eretz Yisrael Isel above all, Eretz Yisrael is called like a Do, a mixed up place Negev above all. In other words, as far as Yuchsin go, when Ezra was in Bovel, he made a tremendous amount of Yichus. He separated Klai Yisrael to know exactly how Yichus. So the Eretz Yisrael has Bovel has more of a Yichus than Eretz Yisrael. So how come we say here from Bovel that you go to Eretz Yisrael? Elo, the Gemara means Linyan Kfura, to be buried. Because if you die in Bovel, you should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And if you buy in Chutzlar, at a Koponim, you should be buried in Bovel. And Rashi says, because Bovel, Shiesh Shom, Schus Tera, a Koponim is a Schus HaTera in Bovel. Omer Rav Yehuda says, Kol HaDar BeBovel, whoever lives in Bovel, Kilo Dar BeEretz Yisrael, it has the mind like you're living in Eretz Yisrael, Machum is a Schus HaTera, it's like you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Shinem the Pasuk says, Hoy Tzion Hi Molti Yashev Es Bas Bovel. It's like we saved Tzion, like from Bovel. Omer Abaya, Naktinon Bovel Lechav Yechevle HaMashiach. The city called Bovel, whoever's living there, won't see the Chevle HaMashiach, won't have the pains before the Mashiach comes. Now, Tirgum, we learned, it doesn't really mean Bovel, but rather means our Hutzel de Binyamin. And there is Israel in Binyamin's Chelek, a city called Hutzel. The corollary, they call it Karno de Shizvoso. The cavern, the corner that saves you. There's a special place on Eretz Yisrael in Chelek Binyamin that's called Bovel there, that place will be saved from Chevle Mashiach. Omer Reb Loza, Meisim Sheva Chutz Loretz Einem Chayim. He holds that the people that die and that are buried in Chutz Loretz, they won't be alive by Tchias Meisim. Shenem Apostik says, V'nosati Tzvi Deretz Chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu put his Tzvi, his dearness, to the Eretz Chayim, to Eretz Yisrael. It means Eretz Shetzivyon Nebo Meisim Chayim. The land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, likes, like Eretz Yisrael, the Meisim will stay alive by Tchias Meisim. But Shein Sivyon Nebo, a place that Hashem does not put His desire there, like in Chutz Loretz, so Reb Lezer holds, Ein Mesiyah HaChayim, the people that died there and buried there will not get up by Tchias Meisim. That's Reb Lezer Shita. And this Gemara says, Mosuk Reb Abba Bamamel, Reb Abba Bamamel Yitzchak Kasha. The Pasuk says, Yichyo Meisecho and Nevalti Yikumin. It sounds like Tupsukim. The people that die will stay alive, and also Nevalti Yikumin. My love, doesn't these two things mean? Yichyo Meisecho means Meisim Sheberet Yisrael. True, the people that died and were buried in Eretz Yisrael, they'll get up at Chis Meisim. Nevalti Yikumin means Meisim Shebechutz Loretz. People that died and buried in Chutz Loretz, they'll get up also. So it's not like Reb Lezer. So the Mori of Saul, Umay bin Asati Tzvi Beretz Chaim, what does it mean to say Hashem will give a Tzvi like a swift thing will come to Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara Nebuchadnezzar with the Chsiv, it's not going about Chis and Meisim, it's going about this Russian Nebuchadnezzar Kosh Baruch will bring against Eretz Yisrael. The Yomar Rachmona, the Hashem is saying, My Sinu Alayu Malko the Klilo, I'm going to bring upon you a king that's very swift, fast, Kitavi like a Tzvi, like a deer. So the Apostle going on, Nebuchadnezzar Hashem will bring upon Eretz Yisrael. But about people that died and buried, it could be even people that are buried in Chutz Loretz, will also get up at Chiyas HaMeisim. Omle, he said back, Nein Mikro Acher V'Nidorsha. Well, does I have another Pasuk that says, Noisei Nishom Aliyam. Kosh Baruch will give breath to this nation, Aliyah, to the people of Aliyah. V'ruach L'Holchim Bo, and there'll be ruach, wind for the people that go there, walk there. So as Mashmos, only the people in Eretz Yisrael will have a Tchias HaMeisim. I, the Eloh HaKsiv, Nevalti Yikumin, it says the Pasuk before, second Pasuk, Mashmos, even people buried in Chutzlos will also get up. But you have to answer no. Hahu b'nefolah mudachsiv. That just means a nafol. As both in Yonam are going in Eretz Yisrael. People that are buried in Eretz Yisrael will get up at Tchias HaMeisim. And even the nefolah, a nafol, a kid that was born dead, he'll also get up at Tchias HaMeisim. So this is Reb Lezer Shita. He holds no, even the chutzlars also to get up. So what does it mean to say in Eretz Yisrael? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this: Afilu shivcho kananis a shever Eretz Yisrael muftach loy shi bas olam abo. This postik of Hainoisin Nishoma goes on even a Shivcha, Kenanis, Avada, she's Mizgayer, she was Toivol, and she's Makabal Yiddishkeit like an Isha, but Akoponim, she's still a Shivcha Kenanis, and she's living in Eretz Yisrael, she'll be for sure to be Zecha to Eilam Abo. Ksivok, it says over here, Liyam Aliyah, the people of an Aliyah, who Xavosim, Shvulachem Po Yimachamor, which we dash in Amadim Lechamor. Means even a Shivcha, she'll also be Zecha to Eilam Abo for the fact that she's living in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Vatsh on the end of the Pasik, Baruach Lahokhambo, there'll be wind for the people that are walking in it, walking in the Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yechanan, Kolamahalich Arabamas Eretz Yisrael, whoever walks for Amas Eretz Yisrael, is Muftach Loy Shu Ben Olam Haba. If he walks for Amas Eretz Yisrael, he'll be Zoche to be at Ben Olam Haba. So what does the Ben Olam Haba mean exactly? The Miri speaks about it. There are different terminology, there's different terms of Olam Haba. Some say Olam Haba means after the tzaddikim die from this world, then the neshamas go up to Olam Haba. That's called Olam Haba. After that, Yemoisa Mashiach is a different time, and by Tchias Mesim is also a different time. And he says sometimes Olam Haba here means talk of the life later, not with the neshamas of the tzaddikim are right now, but it could also mean either Yemoisa Mashiach, or else sometimes even go on, even after that, the Tchias that would happen later on. So the Mara Ul Reb Leza, Tzadikim Shebchutzlorat Einim Chayim. Back to first Reb Leza, you want to say that that's true that he holds the Tzadikim that are buried in Chutzlorat, they won't get up at Chiyas Amesim. So Reb Loi says no, he also agrees they'll get up. But the Ayedah Gilgul, you should know they're going to have to crawl to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you'll only be able to come up out of the ground from Eretz Yisrael. If you're buried in Chutzlorat, you're going to have to crawl to Eretz Yisrael and then come up. Mask of Lor Rababa, Sala, Rabba, that Gilgul the Tzadikim Tsar, like Rabba's name, Rabba Abba, Sala, Rabba's his name, he says, the Chura Gilgul the Tzadikim are going to have to crawl Tsar with tremendous amount of pain. Like, how come Hashem is going to give such pain to the Tzadikim to have to crawl from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael? So, Tsaru, so Rabbi says, no, Mechilois Nasas Lembekarkam. There'll be a nest that there'll be special tunnels under the ground for them to walk. They'll get up and they'll walk through the tunnel to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll come up. Right, and now the Pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, Unesatanim in Mitzrayim ukvaratanim b'chrosam, that Yaakov Avinu told his sons, told Yosef, bury me in Eretz Yisrael. His Omar Kana said, Vorm begoy, there's something hidden here. Now let's think into it. How come Yaakov wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? Even the Rashi and Chumash brings down a few reasons, but because of the Kinim, or because of the Avoy Dezora, Vaisas Kana was saying there's something more than that. So Kana said like this, Yaakov knew he was a tzaddik gomer. If the meisim that are buried in Chutz Loretz will get up at Chiyas Meisim, so why did Yaakov Avinu bother his sons so much to take him to Eretz Yisrael? So pshat is like this, that Yaakov thought, but Shem lo yiskel l'mechilos, maybe he won't be zeichet to have these special tunnels to walk, maybe it will be very painful to have to crawl. That's why he didn't want to take a chance, Yaakov Avinu, and even Davka wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Yitzah B'dov, the same thing we find by Yosef Atom, you say, the Pasuk says, Vayishpa Yosef es B'nei Yisrael, that Yosef made also his brothers swear, Om Rabbi Chanina Dvorim B'goy, there's something hidden here. Now let's think into it. Why did Yosef bother his brothers to take him into Eretz Yisrael? Yodei Hoyo Yosef, that's Moshe Tzadik Gomer Hoyo. Yosef knew upon himself he's a Tzadik Gomer. And if you're going to tell me, V'yineisim Shebechutz Loretz, Chayim, if the dead people from Chutz Loretz will also get up at Chiyas Meisim, lo matriach es ochiv, how come he bothered his brothers, arba meyas parsa, to carry him 400 parsa? The pshat is also, shem ala yiskel mechilos, maybe Yosef also won't be zoichet to have these tunnels to be able to walk easy to Eretz Yisrael. And there he'll come up. Sholchilei achavol rabba. Rabba's brother that was living in Eretz Yisrael sent a letter like to Rabba that was living in Babel. He said like this, Yudayahoya Yaakov Shazad Gomer Hoya. He was telling him over this Inyan. Now in between it says that Ilfa Moisaba Dvorim. Ilfa added on something to this. That Maisa Biech happened to story with one person, Shoyim Mitzayr Ali Shachas. He liked the lady, he wanted to marry her. But she lived in Chutz Loretz. Obikish Lerit, he wanted to go down and live in Chutz Loretz with her. But Kivin Shashoma Gazois, when he heard about this, that even by Chiyas Meisim, even though you're buried in Chutz Loretz, it'll be hard to get there to soil, you're going to have to crawl, is Galgo Biyatzme Adyoy Moisei. He figured it's better to have to crawl now, like stay in Eretz Yisrael his whole lifetime, and to be Zoich at least to get up easily by Chiyas Meisim. So he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. And now, the brother of Rabbi said back to Rabbi that Afa Pisha Chochem Godlato, even though you Rabbi you're a great person, but Ein Daima Leimed Miyatzman Leimed Merabbi. It's not Daima learning by yourself or learning by a Rebbe. In other words, the brother wanted Rabbi to come up to Eretz Yisrael. If you Taima, maybe you'll tell me Ein Lecho Rav, that there's no Rav to learn by Eretz Yisrael. No, Yesh Lecho Rav, there is a Rav. Umani, who should be Rebbe there, Rebbe Yechanan. So the kid to Rabbi's brother wanted him to come up to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rebbe Yechanan. But he told him, but if you're not going to listen, you're not going to come up to me in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to stay in bubble, but I call upon him, his Abishloish Dvorim, watch yourself for three things. One thing is, Altar Babi Yeshiva, don't sit too much. Shay Yeshiva Koshla Tachtoinis. If you sit too much, it's bad for the justice system. When you have to go, it's bad. For Altar Babi Amida, don't stand up too much. Sa Amida Koshla Leib, standing up too much is hard for the heart. For Altar Babi Alicha, don't walk too much. Walking too much is bad for your eyes. Ella, what should you do? In other words, the Chura, he was learning the whole day, so he said, don't sit the whole day, don't walk the whole day, and don't stand the whole day. What should you do, rather? Ella, shlish b'yeshiva, one-third, sit. Shlish b'yamida, one-third of the day, stand. Shlish b'hilichem, one-third of the day, you should walk. Now, call yeshiva sheni mo smicha. Anytime you're sitting and you can't lean back, there's no smicha to rest on, is amida nechemenu, you're better off standing. For the Gemara, is that true? Amida, psychodietics, I'm standing. I have Ahmed, you just got finished telling me, Amida, kosher leif, that standing up is bad for the heart. Eli meant to say like this, yeshiva, shein bo smicha, sitting down that has no leaning to it, is Amida, if you stand up, but sheesh bo smicha, you can lean on something, nechemeno, that's better. As if you could stand and lean on something, that's better than sitting down and not leaning. The Gemara says, b'chein amru, like the brother of Rab also said over like this, that Yitzchak v'Shimon v'Oishiya Amru Dover Echad. All these three people said the same thing. The what? Halacha k'rev Yehuda v'Pardis. Halacha is like Yehuda nageya to a preda, nageya to a mule, like we'll soon see. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda holds, preda, if you have a mule means an animal that came from a horse and from a donkey. Shetova, now this mule, like you want to put a mate onto it to get it pregnant. Is the Halacha ain marbiyin aleha, Loisus Fle Chamor Elamino. You're not allowed to let your mule live with either a horse or a donkey, but Elamino, you only have to take them in, you're only allowed to use a minoy. Which means another mule. In other words, if Yehuda is Cheshesh Lezeru Ha'av. In other words, like this, let's say this mule was born from a horse. So if its mother was a horse, some shitas hold you go boss of the mother. Since the mother was a horse, the kid now is also called a horse. Therefore, with a male horse, it would be mutter. But the Yehudis Choshesh know that since the father of this mule was a donkey, so we're afraid of Zerav, therefore you can't let this mule now live with a horse, because it'll be Klayim. You know, not allowed to have two different animals live together. So therefore, if you have a mule, you're not allowed to let it live with a horse, or live with a donkey, but only with another mule. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and these three also hold like that. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Yitzchak Zeh, who is this Yitzchak that they said that hold this way? That's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, it's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Shimon Zeh, who's this Shimon that they said over? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. For Yamrlo, and some say the word means Rabbi Shimon Rosh Lakish or Shimon ben Lakish. Oishia Zeh, who is this Oishia? That's Rabbi Oishia Berebi. It's Rabbi Oishia Berebi. Now, Amar Rabbi Lozer Blazer said, Ami Harat Sois, Einam Chayim. And now Morris means someone that did not learn Torah, who after he dies, he will not get up at Chiesa Mesim. Shinemar Apostle says, Mesim Bal Yichya, that there are some Mesim that won't stay up, won't live again. Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. The Apostle says, Mesim Lo Yichya, that there are some people that die, will not get up at Chiesa Mesim. Yochel Lako, maybe like everybody's that way. Talmudim, the Apostle says, Rufoyim Ba Yikumim. That means, Rufoyim means the weak people. What does that mean? Bemarapa Atzvah Medivra Torah. People that weaken themselves from learning Torah. No, it's not Moritz. That did not learn Torah, he will not be Zoychot Abed Chiesa Mason. Hakosim Medarat, that's the Apostle's talking about. Omele Rabbi Yechon, so Rabbi Yechon and Seth Rabbi Lezer, Lernicha Lemarayo, the Yamrat Luhoche. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like the way you're saying. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan didn't like this pshat. That's how the pasuk is mashma, that these people won't get up. It means that a person had to do what avodah zarah, but not stam with a person that they didn't learn Torah. Omalei, so Reb Lezer told Reb Yechanan, Mikra Acher Bani Derash, have another postik. The Chassid that says, Ki Tal Oiris Talecha, like the dew is a Tal Oiris, and the Eretz Refoyim Tapil, and there'll be Eretz of Refoyim. Now what does this mean? That Kol HaMishtamish Biyo Torah, or Torah Machayeyu. Whoever learned Torah in this world, the Torah will save him, like this will be a Zeichet HaVet Chiyas HaMesim. For Chol Shein Mishtamish Biyo Torah, whoever did not mishtamish with the Yara Torah in this world, is Ein or Torah Mechayeyu. He doesn't have the Torah to help him get up at Chiyas HaMesim. Now, so that's what Blessed said. Of again, Kivun Chazayin the Kumstar, when he saw again Rabbi Yechon did not like this Jerusha reader, he felt bad about it, is Omale, he said like this, Rabbi Mitzotzi Lehen Takona. So Rabbi Blessed says, you have a Takona for them, that Min HaTorah from the Torah, that the Pasuk says, V'yatem Hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kulchem Hayim, we should be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For at the Gemara, V'chi Efshe Ledovik, Ledovik, B'shchina, could you be attached to the Shchina? I will see the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Shoichlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like fire. Elo, what it means is, that Kol Hamas Yabit Lo Tamit Chochem, whoever marries off his daughter to Tamit Chochem, or else V'yoyse, Pramakti Lo Tamit Chochemim, you do business for a Talmud Chochem. Or else, V'yamahane Talmud Chochemim min Nechosim. Wherever helps that a Talmud Chochem from his Nechosim, you give him money. Is mal olav akosav kilu medavik v'shchina. It's like Yodovik and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Mashon explains, because like the Shechina is with the Neshama of the Tzadikim, the Neshama of the Tzadikim are attached to Kisa Kavod, and if you help them out, your Neshama becomes attached to that Neshama, therefore you're like attached to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same thing also our time you should say. The Pasuk says, Liyahu is Hashem Lekech, he's supposed to love Hashem. Ulodov kaboyin to be attached to Hashem. I, the Chiefshe, Liyodim, Lidovik, Veshchin is a possible to be attached to our Kodesh Baruch, to the Shechino, like we had before, right? The Shechin is like Eish. Ella means like this, Kolamas, Yevit, Lotamid, Lotamid, Chochom. If you marry, you do it to Lotamid Chochom. Vyoysa, Pramak, Lotamid Chochom. You do business for Lotamid Chochom. Vyamahan, Lotamid Chochom, Mimin Chosov. You give them hanor from your property, is alocha mal olav akosav kilu medabek v'shchina. It's like you're attached to the shchina, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Chiya, so that was the Eitzah here, even though they weren't zoich and learning Torah, so it could be dover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the schus of b'mahana atamut chochem. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, asidim tzadikim shemavasfetzin v'yoylum b'yushlayim. Like Bashat Chiyas HaMesim, Dikat Chiyas HaMesim will be through Yerushalayim, that Tzadikim will come up through the ground in Yerushalayim. Shinyam the Pasuk says, V'yitzitzu Me'ir, they'll grow up from the city, Ke'esev Oretz, like the grass of the ground. V'yein Yir El Yerushalayim, a city means Yerushalayim, Shinemar, V'ganois Yelir HaZois. V'yom Rebbe Chiyah Bar Yosef, Asidim Tzadikim Shiyamdu B'mavushayim. When the Tzadikim will get up at Chiyas HaMesim, they'll get up all dressed, they'll be dressed nicely. Kavuchayme mechita, but kavuchayme from a wheat, or a kernel of wheat. Machita shenipra ruma, just like a kernel of wheat. When you bury it, when you want to make it grow, yoitza, you bury it there, and yoitza the kamalavushim, when it grows up, a wheat, it has stalks around it, it has a fiber around it, is sadikim shenipra vilushayim. A tzaddik that's buried with his malbush, with his tachrichim, his clothing, alachas kamavakam, when they get up, that they'll get up dressed nicely. V'yom Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yosef, Asi deret Yisrael shetoy tziklus koyis okli milis. Eretz Yisrael itself, they'll grow out of Eretz Yisrael nice cake, a bread, and uden kli milis means silk clothing. Shinyam the Pasuk says, Yehi pisas boretz. That'd be like pieces of bar of a wheat in Eretz Yisrael. Tana Rabbonin, Yehi pisas bar boretz. What does it mean there'll be wheat in Eretz Yisrael? Barosh Horm the Pasuk says, on top of the mountains. Is Omru, it said, Rasi dochito sheti tamar kedekel, that a wheat will grow up mamish like a palm tree. V'yoyle b'rashorm, and will reach the top of the mountains. I, v'shem atoim, maybe you'll say, if so, yesh tzal l'koitzo, it'll be very hard to knock it down. What's so good about it? You won't be able to cut down the wheat if it grows so high. Talmud Leman, this the Pasuk says, no, yiresh kalavon imperiyuf, that it'll shake like a vonin its fruits. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi ruach. HaKadosh Baruch will bring a strong wind. Mi beis ginozo from a special treasure. O menash volen, or blow on it, o mashres solto, and o mamish grind up the wheat, or come down like flour. V'yodim yoytza l'sodo, mevi moly pieces yodoi. A person will go out to his fields, and he'll be able to take a handful of it. O mimenor panasosoi, and from that, he'll support himself, or panosos anshe beisoi. a glass of love, will be easy to have a panosa. You just walk out on the street and you'll have all this food right in front of you. Pasuk says, Am im cholev kloyes chita. With the meat, with the milk, im cholev, the milk of kloyes, of kidneys, like a chita will be the wheat. What does that mean? Omer, it says, Omer, it was said, Asidu chita, shetiyo kishtei kloyes asher hagodol. That loss will come out of time that our wheat will be so big, like the size of two kidneys of a bull. V'yatatam, and don't wonder how could it be so big. Sherei shu'al kina b'lefes, they once found a case that a shu'al, a fox, made his nest in a lefes, in a turnip. V'shaklu, and they took this turnip even after the shoal made his nest there. U'motzu boy shishim litrim b'litra shal tipari. It was like 60 pounds of the pounds of tipari. Was there such a thing to have such big fruit? Tanya would learn like this. I'm Reb Yosef. Maisa b'sichon. Once happened in Sichon, b'yecha by one person. Sheniach lay aviv. Sholosh vade chadl. His father left over with him three bundles, like three pieces of chadl of mustard. V'navshchechon. He cracked open one. Mehem. All right, turn over.